Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, we did hear from Kevin Colbert today, and we were just talking a little bit about some of the things that he said, especially with respect to the draft. You know, he got into a number of other subjects, and breaking them down for us will be our good friend from the Post-Gazette, Brian Batko, who covers the Steelers. Brian, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Paul. How are you?
I really can't complain, all things considered. I think we are surviving, and, you know, I look forward to, you know, given all the things that are going on and what we are all doing here, I look forward to reading a much more expansive story on Kevin Walker and Jaron Jones in the next few weeks.
Yes, the big imports from the XFL. What better time than now for me to track those guys down and figure out what their deal is, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you're looking for depth at the defensive line and the offensive line. Looks like they went and got it.
Yeah, they sure did. They got some big bodies from the New York Guardians of all teams. And last I checked, Paul, they were 3-2 when the XFL died on the vine during its first season. So leave it up. You know, if this is a college football program, they're recruiting these guys. We hear all about how they're coming from a winning culture, and these are two guys that are going to be perfect fits with what we want to do here.
Well, here's my question. So let's say, and I don't know what it's going to be, but let's say, you know, about 50 guys from the XFL sign over the next few weeks, you know? I mean, something like that. What is it, 32 teams? Let's say about 50 guys, right? How many of those 50 do you think will make a roster?
Probably not many. I mean, you look at it last year from the Alliance of American Football, the AAF, a few of those guys hung around. A couple of them were actually right here in Pittsburgh with Cam Kelly, who we all know started the first game against the New England Patriots and then was never really heard from again until his little altercation on the south side. So another guy was Jay Elliott, who played some special teams and a rep here and there as a backup outside linebacker. But, yeah, I don't think the XFL is going to be a huge boon to the NFL, but we'll never know what would have happened last year if Landry Jones would have been allowed to get out of his contract with the Dallas, I think they're the Renegades, and maybe would have gotten that call from the Steelers rather than old Paxton Lynch.
Well, I think that's the next question I was going to ask you. Did he sign? I didn't see. Did he sign with anyone?
No, I haven't seen Landry Jones. There was a couple quarterbacks. The one who I think got not big money, but a relatively nice-sized deal for someone coming from the XFL was a guy. I think his name's Philip Walker or P.J. Walker or something like that. It's going to Carolina with Teddy Bridgewater. But, no, I have not seen any action on the Landry Jones front.
Because that was going to be my next question. Everybody's talking about Jameis Winston and Cam Newton and all these other guys. Isn't Landry Jones at least somewhat of a realistic option, although – you could argue, are you really upgrading over Mason Rudolph?
Yeah, your boy Pony was giving me grief for not liking his and Mueller's idea about signing Jameis Winston earlier today on The Fan. And yeah, I don't know if Landry Jones really has a whole lot left. Last time I checked in on him on the XFL, he was throwing a whole bunch of picks, and then I think he hurt his knee again. So that's probably why you haven't heard him signing on with anybody. And I think I'd be pretty surprised at this point if the Steelers decide to go with him. At this point, I'm fully expecting that they're going to run out for training camp if training camp starts on time. Ben Roethlisberger, Mason Rudolph, Paxton Lynch, and Devlin Hodges. It doesn't sound like from reading the tea leaves, whether it's Art Rooney II or Kevin Colbert, that they're all that interested in adding another arm right now.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more name that, you know, the last week or so people have been talking about and asking about with that 49th, the 49th pick in the NFL draft, Jalen Hurts. What do you think?
I don't see it. I think it's a guy that wants to be a quarterback at the next level. I don't think he would really give you the type of gadget player, Cordell Stewart slash type that you could use all over the field. I think some team is probably going to pick him higher than expected just because of, if you want to call it the Lamar Jackson effect or at least the Deshaun Watson kind of mold, a guy who can really beat you with his feet. But I don't see Jalen Hurts to the Steelers. My take on the quarterback situation is fairly simple. You ride out Ben Roethlisberger until he doesn't have any left and he retires, and then you just you either bottom out or you maybe trade up 1 year and you try to find your franchise quarterback right away in the draft. I think you see more and more of that rather than teams getting a guy and grooming him behind people. I mean, the Giants couldn't even wait to get Eli Manning out of there and throw Daniel Jones in his rookie year, and I think everybody thought he was going to be a training wheels type of guy.
I think what else, you know, Kevin Colbert said today that was of interest was that the Steelers are kind of done with free agency, and they're probably done adding players. I would think there probably are a few, right, coming?
I mean, last I looked, the cap space is projected to be right around $10 million left. You're going to need some of that to sign the rookies that you draft and then maybe kick the tires on some guys in those later waves of free agency. I do kind of think that they might have been done and got it all, got the hay in the barn, so to speak, last week. And especially, I didn't even necessarily expect to see news as big as signing Eric Ebron, which we saw on Friday afternoon. So even that one had me raising my eyebrows a little bit. But yeah, I think as Kevin Colbert put it, they're up against it a little bit. Everybody knew that was going to be the case. Everybody knew that was the big reason why they weren't going to be able to bring Javon Hargrave back along with Bud Dupree for this defense. So with what they have left space-wise, as far as we know, barring any major restructures or anyone else getting the axe, I don't think there's going to be any more splashy free agent signings, Paul.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that Kevin Colbert said that was interesting to me was that they want to sign Bud Dupree long-term. Is it realistic to have basically $40 million sunk in your two outside linebackers?
No, I don't think so. And I didn't put a lot of stock into that when Kevin Colbert said it out in Indy at the Combine either. I mean, if you remember, he was saying similar things a few years ago about Le'Veon Bell, and we all know the impasse that eventually came there. I mean, I think that's just the right thing to say. And even if you were kind of holding his feet to the fire and made him take a lie detector test, you have plausible deniability. We want to make this guy a Steeler for life, but I think when push comes to shove, whether it's a year from now or possibly two, if you want to put the tag on him again, I can't imagine Bud Dupree would be too thrilled with that. But like you said, Paul, I just think that's a ton of money to tie up in your edge rushers and would probably make them the two highest paid edge rushers in the league. And I don't even know that the amount of money that they have invested right now in the end pairing of Cam Hayward and Stephon Tuitt is even the best way to make use of your salary cap, if we're being honest.
When you look at the moves that the Steelers have made, do you get the impression that they fully expect to get 2 years out of Ben?
I do, but I don't necessarily know that the Eric Ebron contract isn't backloaded and they could get out of that after a year. I mean, it's tough to say. I think they are very much still in that win-now mode. They believe that window is open. But we'll know a whole lot more about that once we see how Ben Roethlisberger actually looks throwing the ball, recovering from his surgery. And I think Kevin Colbert made a lot of headlines, got a lot of people gung-ho about Ben's return with the way he was talking about him at the Combine in terms of he might look better than ever. And if his elbow had been bothering him, maybe he'll bounce back even stronger in terms of the way he can put zip on the ball. So, yeah, I still think they're planning to see him kind of play out the rest of his contract, and it's kind of difficult to project to what he's going to be in 2021 as a quarterback when we're so uncertain of what he's even going to be in 2020. But yeah, to me, these moves pretty much signal that this is the last hurrah in terms of trying to go for it with number seven.
The last one I have for you, Brian, and then I'll let you go because I know you, like everybody else, is very, very busy these days. But When you, and this was actually a question for my mailbag today. Do you think that the moves that the Steelers have made suggest, especially also and in addition to adding Matt Canada, suggest that they're going to try and emphasize the running game more this year than they did the past couple of years?
Yeah, and I think they have to. I mean, that's basically been the word out of the South Side, out of South Water Street since that season ended. All the major players, Rooney, Colbert, they've all been talking about how they need to get better running the ball. And to me, I feel like they've kind of stood behind James Conner in a way, too. I mean, they've acknowledged the injuries and the durability, and I think that casts a big shadow of doubt on his future long-term with the Steelers. But, when you bring in a guy like Derek Watt, who knows how many snaps he's going to play, but that's still a decent chunk of change to spend on a fullback. When you go out and bring in another experienced interior lineman in Stephen Wisniewski, that to me says that they probably think the issue was a little bit more with the rest of the offense rather than the ball carriers themselves. And I tend to agree with that, and that's why if I were calling the shots in the war room a month from now, I don't think I would use that 49th pick in the second round on a running back, because if healthy, I think James Conner can still get that done for you. If he isn't, there's still some decent options in Benny Snell and Jalen Samuels. I think it's really going to be 12 months from there, 13 months from now, the 2021 draft, when you'll see them looking to find that next big workhorse, true clear-cut running back.
Brian, I appreciate you taking some time here and breaking down the Kevin Colbert, a teleconference, I assume?
He was just sat down with Steelers.com, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that works too.
Yeah.
So enjoy your evening, sir.
Thanks, Paul. We'll see you.
All right. That's Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.